Made with Love and Plenty of Swear Words, a Fred fic written by Muff with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Red wants a gingerbread house for Christmas. Frank tries to give him that and fails spectacularly. Those things are harder than they look. He fucking hated gingerbread houses. He had for years. They were an exercise in frustration. Frankie and Lisa had adjusted their expectations over time. Gingerbread men were just as cool and a good deal less frustrating to make. But then along came Red. Red had been denied Christmas traditions after his dad died and had thus entered adulthood with determination to honor those traditions that had been neglected for so long. For Frank, that meant helping cut out snowflakes and decorating trees and, God forbid, make gingerbread houses. Red wouldn't be satisfied with the gingerbread man or even with a whole batch of them. He wanted nothing more or less than a fully decorated house, a centerpiece that smelled like Christmas, like ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove, made with love and plenty of swear words on Frank's part. On Christmas Eve, Red went out on patrol and left Frank to the task he told him he'd have done by Christmas, the gingerbread house that was the wish of his heart. Red didn't even ask for presents this year, just the damn gingerbread house. Frank couldn't find it in himself to refuse him. Red had been doing it, though, lately, ever since the two of them had teamed up to take down the trafficking ring. Frank was never going to forget the three frankly frightening hours afterwards. Red had taken up four drug runners at once, in hand-to-hand combat too, which was something Frank always respected. Red was a tough opponent to take down, but then he'd been injected with something. Even Claire didn't know what it was when he took Red to her afterwards. His boyfriend was spun out, hallucinating something fierce. Whatever Red thought was going on, Frank never found out. He hadn't been himself since. The experience had shaken him, and Red didn't get rattled easily. If Frank felt guilty for being too far away to get him in time to protect him from it, well, that was his business. Red needed Christmas this year. He needed something good in this shitty world, and Frank was going to be the one to provide it. He opened the family recipe book that was on loan from Red's lawyer, Paul, flicking to the page he dreaded. Gingerbread house. He had the ingredients already purchased. The thing he didn't know was whether he could actually build the bastard. He looked longingly at the next page, titled Gingerbread Men, before resigning himself to the task he was sure he was going to regret undertaking. He would do it for Red. Of course he would, even if it took him all night. It would be fine, he told himself. He'd worked in construction for a few months after all. It was a piece of cake. Of course, he'd rather swing a sledgehammer at it than actually put it together, but it could be done. It probably wasn't even that hard. He was just overthinking it, right? Right. He set to work, retrieving flour, sugar and spices from the pantry, and butter and plenty of eggs from the fridge. He felt better just having a clear set of instructions to follow. Orders he knew well enough. He fell to work, heating sugar, syrup, and butter on the stove, which was easy enough and gave him a much-needed confidence boost. Nobody would have ever believed it. The Punisher wasn't afraid of shit. He removed the mixture from the stove and transferred it to a bowl, stirring an egg through and then some very precisely measured and sifted flour and all the spices Red loved, ginger, cinnamon, and cloves. He soon had a workable, if slightly sticky, dough that smelled like Christmas. He balled it up and wrapped it in plastic, sewing it in the refrigerator with a sigh of relief. So far, so good. He had an hour to cool his heels and the dough. Tempting as it was to join Red on patrol for an hour, he knew that if he left the apartment tonight, the dough would sit in the refrigerator until Valentine's Day, promise or no promise. He forced himself to spend the next hour playing bits and pieces of old songs on his guitar rather than abandoning the gingerbread house. He reminded himself a number of times that it would make Red happy. His boyfriend liked gingerbread houses because they were tactile with all the icing and candy decorating them. Or he just liked torturing him, one of the two. Frank sighed and set the guitar aside when the hour was up, resigning himself to the tedious task of rolling the dough to an inch thickness precisely, and measuring every single wall and roof piece twice before he cut them and placed them on trays to be baked. This was the part he was all but certain he was going to mess up, not the baking, the technicalities of the actual construction. Sure enough, when the individual pieces had been baked and cooled and the time came to assemble the house he was so painstakingly crafted, it all fell to pieces. The icing wouldn't set, or the pieces wouldn't align, and Frank's frustration built with every failed attempt to bring the thing together. He could get the walls to join, but whenever he tried to attach the roof, the entire thing would inevitably collapse like the second Little Pig's house of sticks. Frank cursed, pleaded, and tried everything he could think of. Thicker icing, more time to set, stopping short of retrieving a tube of superglue and getting the house standing, even if it wouldn't be as edible as Red hoped. By the time his boyfriend returned to the apartment at 3 a.m. with a shuriken embedded in his wrist, Frank had completely despaired and given up. He retrieved his emergency first aid supplies and set to work removing the throwing star and patching Red up. His boyfriend didn't seem terribly fazed by the shuriken or even especially disappointed by Frank's failure. He sat on the couch, eating candy from a dish as Frank finished bandaging his injured wrist. "Yeah, that was the way it always went for Dan and I," he said with a low chuckle when Frank lamented the failed gingerbread house. "I tried, Red," Frank sighed. "I know, I appreciate it," Red declared, retrieving a meat tenderizing hammer from a drawer and handing it to him. "Have at it." Frank grinned and took the hammer, promptly destroying the house that he'd labored over. It was cathartic in a way, and he liked it a lot better after that, smacking on candy and broken gingerbread in the pre-dawn hours of Christmas. It wasn't a bad tradition, after all.